people, I hear this all the time. You know, my mother, my grandmother used to make soap, and it was harsh, and they were on the farm, and so if they had leftover lye, it was going to be, you know, caustic. If they had leftover oils, if they had excess of oils, it might be a kind of a soft and slimy bar. But it was because they were making all of the ingredients, or many of the ingredients, and it's become much more scientific over the years. Soap making is it's chemistry.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to make soap, but a background in nuclear science or chemistry doesn't hurt. This week, I'm talking to Bill Smith, who used to build nuclear power plants, but is now a soap maker in Bemidji, Minnesota. After years of moving around the country following different jobs, he returned to the North Country.
So we moved to Minneapolis, and we lived there for 2 years, and every weekend we fought traffic just like everybody else, coming north to see my folks and go camping and so on. And at some point, we had an epiphany and said, why are we doing this? Why don't we live north where we like to be, and we'll drive five times a year to the Twin Cities?
Making soap began as a hobby, growing naturally out of his family's history of using what is right around you.
Well, I grew up in a family that made things. My father was born in 1920, and as a child in the Depression, he made his own toys. His father was a carpenter. He made toys. So I grew up with that ethic, you know, make as much of your stuff as you can. A friend of mine from International Falls said he was going to go watch a woman make soap. But I said, sure, I'd be interested to see it. Well, I watched this woman make soap, and it was fascinating to me to take these raw materials and make this usable product. Seeing somebody do it, I said, I can do that. So I started making soap for the family.
But once he got started, he just couldn't seem to stop himself.
I did it for years. And as a hobby, it leaves a little to be desired because I can make a year's worth of soap in one day. Oh. So it's not much of a hobby if you only do it once a year, you know.
Right, yeah.
So I made way more soap than I could use. So I just started giving it away. And at one point, I was giving away about 100 pounds of soap a year.
This little hobby eventually turned into a business after some prodding from his wife and friends. AM Soap.
And my wife's office, every Christmas, everybody in the office would be a recipient of, you know, 10 bars of soap, whatever I was making. So the people in her office said, we love your soap, but we won't take it for free anymore. We'll buy it. You need to sell this. Finally, one day, my wife said, you know what I'm going to do? I'll take a big flat tray of your soaps to the courthouse, I think it was, and just see what can happen. Well, she sold $300 worth of soap in one day. And I said, well, I guess that will work. So I made myself a job. Wow. So I make soap.
But you learn this as you go along, right?
Yeah, I've made, at this point, I've been making soap for 15, 16 years now, and I've made, conservatively close to 1,000 batches of soap.
I first met Bill when we had a booth and he had a booth at a crafts fair in a mall. The bars were lined up in colorful displays, and I bought one. Last summer, I saw Bill again and bought a black and white bar of soap that smelled like licorice. He calls it fisherman's soap. Takes the stink out of your hands after you clean fish or chop onions. I love it. A lot happens before those bars end up in neat piles on a pretty table for us to buy. First, there is the chemistry of it all. Bill walks me through it.
Every type of oil is a blend of different types of fatty acids: stearic acid, oleic acid, lauric acid, myristic acid. So olive oil will have a certain blend. You know, it's 21% this. And so you dissolve the lye in a liquid. You melt your oils, whatever they are. It's a fast process. Once you get started, you have 5 minutes to work.
Oh, wow.
So you need to have everything ready.
Wow.
Stir it in the pot, pour it into my molds, and with a trowel the surface smooth, and within about 15 minutes, I'm done.
And after the chemistry is the art.
I'm going to make two today. I'm going to make Sexy Man soap, which is the scent of Dracar Noir cologne, and my Sexy Woman soap. I changed up the scent, and it's going to be Chanel No. 5.
Whoa.
Using a stick blender, Bill works like a beaver, mixing up about 8 quarts of soap at a time. All the while, the lye is turning the oil into a pudding that he will pour into molds.
And I try not to get air bubbles in there, because the thicker it gets, the harder you get to get them out of there.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say we're there.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Bill Smith, a soap maker in Bemidji, Minnesota. Bill's business has taken over his house. He cooks the soap in the kitchen, dries it in the basement, and does anything with fumes in the garage. When the soap is first placed in the mold, it is still soft and pliable. Bill shows me a plastic mold that looks just like a cake pan, only it comes apart so you can take out the soap and cut it up.
I just push my mold, push my soap through the wire, cuts it. You can see it's quite soft.
Oh my gosh. So this is like a gigantic egg cutter.
Exactly.
Using some really simple cutting tools, Bill can slice up 12 bars of soap at a time, and they come out exactly the same every time.
Oh my gosh, look at that. We suddenly have 12 bars of soap that are all perfectly exactly the same size.
Once the bars are cut, he lets the water evaporate out of them for about 6 weeks. It's clear that this is a man who loves what he does, and he just can't seem to stop himself. The call of the wild.
It's out of hand, actually. I have a reasonable, I do all of this stuff myself. My wife helps sometimes, but she's a very hard worker and has a full-time job plus. So, you know, I'm making the soap, I'm buying the ingredients, I'm drying the soaps, wrapping the soaps, packing, transporting. I do all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I want to try new ones.
Bill tells me that there are about 5,000 custom soap makers in the country today. That blows me away. He has plenty of business and enjoys teaching others how to make soap, and doesn't worry that they may compete with him. In fact, his business keeps him plenty busy.
I don't have time for fishing myself. I went the whole year and never put my boat in the water last year. No, well, it's a big world, and there's room for everybody. And someone taught me how to make soap, so I'm just giving back. You know, somebody taught me. I made soap for 10 years before I went into the business. If anybody wants to open a business, more power to them. You know, it's a tough thing to do. Certainly it is a tough thing to try and make a living at it, because mm-hmm. you have to sell a lot of soap. Yeah. But there are a lot, you know, most people just want to do it for themselves, and I have no problem with that.
Yeah, that's
how I started.
I'm Milt Lee with The Call of the Wild.